This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Since the dicamba products of Ugenta, Flexipan, and Extendimax were approved in 2017, there have been issues with overdrift to sensitive crops. Let's go over some of the key requirements to use the dicamba products Ugenta, Flexipan, and Extendimax. Before I begin, this only relates to those three products meant to be used for dicamba-resistant soybeans. First, every applicator needs to have special dicamba yearly training on top of their applicator licenses. Like most herbicides, only certain sprayer tips, tank mixes, and operating pressures are allowed. No AMS can be used, as spray solution needs to be below a pH of 5. The sprayer can't move across the ground any faster than 15 miles per hour, and the boom is less than 24 inches above the target weed. Wind speed needs to be between 3 and 10 miles per hour. A temperature inversion is also the reason for the rule of application must be done 1 hour after sunrise and 2 hours before sunset. The Kansas Mesonet can help with determining wind speeds and if there is an inversion. To get your special dicamba training, it can be done online on Ugenta, Corteva, or Syngenta websites. If you need any help with training or have any questions about applicator licenses, please give me a call at 620-724-8233.